Elementary school students in Homer have been learning all about cowboy culture and the Western code from a real Montana cowboy who is also a poet and singer-songwriter. KBBI's Marsha Lynn has more.
TJ Casey was born and raised on a cattle ranch in Montana. He now runs his own ranch near Billings. Both his parents were musicians, which Casey says was part of the reason he's followed that path.
There's times when I was growing up that I would myself put together a little dance party where I'd invite all the school kids over and we'd have a little play records and dance deal for all the kids and stuff. And then mom and dad once a year would put on a harvest ball and all the ranchers in the area would come in and we'd have a band in there. And one of my favorite pictures that I look at now is me sitting on the lawn with my guitar at the school lawn in Lima, Montana, where I graduated. And the kids in there were all around me. I was singing a song on the lawn.
Casey is still entertaining kids. He's just finishing a two-week artist-in-schools residency at McNeil Canyon Elementary School. He says there's never a problem with discipline in his classroom.
I'm 6'3" and weigh 220 pounds, and most kids look at me like, what's that guy doing here, man? So it's pretty good, but I love kids, and kids respond to what I do, and I enjoy everything that I do with them kids. It's been great.
He says key elements of teaching kids how to write poetry are rhyme and meter.
Just like cat, scat, hat, fat, rat, you got to figure out rhyming words, but the meter part of it is the one, just like with limericks. And once was a man from Peru who dreamt he was eating a shoe. He awoke one night in a terrible fright and found it was perfectly true. So it hasn't been a real easy thing for them to catch, but they're catching it. Actually, the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, I'm really pleased with. They're just doing really well. And the others are too. In fact, the first grade, we actually wrote a song, a cowboy song.
Whoopie-tie, oh cowboy, riding the range. Whoopie-tie, oh cowboy, I hope that you don't change.
Casey, who writes most of his own songs, works solo and with other musicians.
Cowboy Don't Change Your Ways was on the World Roots charts for 4 consecutive months at number 1.
Well, hey there, old can man, ain't nothing, life stays the same. You've never cashed no welfare check, and you sure never cheated life's game.
Old Can Man was actually a poem when it was started. It was written about the old can man. His name was Andy. Lived there in Dillon, Montana. He retired at 67 years old. And at 97 years old, he passed away. But from 67 to 97, he gathered cans and bottles out of garbage cans and off the side of the road and places. He was a millionaire when he passed away.
I'm Marsha Lynn.
You won't be digging for bottles and cans when you get heaven.